Hallelujah. Somebody here.
Never meet a mini giant.
Sorry. C'est des paracours. Nous avons ceux de paracours, des Congolais qui ne comprennent pas aussi ni l'anglais, ni le fond. Voilà, nous allons aussi leur demander, si vous ne comprenez que le français, s'il vous plaît, tenez-vous debout.
Mais c'est français que vous avez bon, mais il y a aussi paracours, mais il y a français que vous avez ici, mais il y a.
Ok, s'il vous plaît. Vous ne comprenez que le français.
Mais c'est que vous êtes français, mais où?
Voilà, ceux de Paracou.
Paracou, nous l'aimons. Bien, nos vidéos aussi, Paracou, l'aimons.
Suivez la soeur qui est là-bas. Et vous allez là. Et vous aurez le message traduit.
En français.
Car l'homme de Dieu qui veut prêcher, prêche en anglais. Il interprétera en fond. Amen. Merci.
Give a mighty clap of hands to Jesus this morning. Come on, give it up to him if you are here.
Then
give Jesus a wave offering. A wave offering. Come on, give Jesus a wave of
faith.
He loves that one as well. He appreciates that one as well. He's a symbol of winning. You are winning. You are winning. Hallelujah. I bring you love greetings from Ghana. And I salute the fathers of the land. It's such a huge blessing to have fathers standing or sitting and backing you as you are ministering. It makes your flow easy. You glide instead of flying with energy. And consider yourself super blessed for having such variety of fathers about to bless you. Let me hear your amen. Leadership of this great commission, thank you so much for endorsing my invitation. Without your endorsement, I wouldn't have been here. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Let's close our eyes and say a word of prayer. Thou from whom the breath of life comes, we honor you for this season. It is for your sake we have gathered. Manifest your presence, your power, and your glory. So these ones will not return back home the same. As it was in the days of Hannah, as it was in the days of Jehu, so be it this day and beyond. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give a mighty clap of hands to Jesus. The atmosphere is open. And his glory is already hovering around. I ask you to open up. Open up. Don't stiffen. Don't hold yourself. Because by the time this message will be over,
those were
you'll be filled with an unusual presence of the Lord. You'll be intoxicated in the power of the Holy Spirit. You will mount up wing like the eagle. You will advance back to your location as a lion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you can tell you are a new person in Christ Jesus after this convention.
But you
are a new person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
On this mountain, there are three characters you must adopt so you will be fully blessed. Three characters. Positive imagination. Do away with the worries of your homes. Do away with the worries of your place of work. Cultivate positive imagination. That is attitude number one. Attitude number two. As you imagine, declare.
When I don't leak away or when they don't know me more,
declare positive confession of faith. So the first is create positive imagination. Second, declare positive confession of faith. Expect it. Expect it. Failure to cultivate these three characters, you will waste your time over
here.
Imagine.
Minico.
I see myself going back home
healed.
I see myself going back home transformed. Imagine. Then as you imagine, declare, it's going to change by the time I die.
And
the third, expect it. Be in the mood of expectation. And last but not the least, make a pledge before you leave this camp. Make a pledge.
Okay.
Pledge that 2026 Mount Carmel camp, I am coming with a token to support this vision. It might not be the norm, but it is a key. It might not be the normal practice, but this is a variety of spiritual meal you must take. It's a key that opens certain doors which can never be opened. Let me hear your amen. Oh, let me hear your amen. A very quick introduction of myself. I am Reverend Frederick Tay from Ghana. And I came with my lovely wife, Rebecca.
Okay, me Frederick. Okay, Frederick Bogosin Ghana.
I am one of the sons Apostle Tiklosu has raised, and I'm not ashamed to make that confession. I'm not ashamed. I came his way as brother Fred. I followed my pastor to his church as his armor bearer. But you see, you don't just follow the fathers, you observe the fathers. I won't watch him, otherwise I'll go off. You don't just follow fathers, but you watch fathers. You don't just serve fathers, but you observe fathers. So as we enter Apostle Closus Church, I started watching, I started observing. And you see, when you watch and you observe, you identify critical areas of every leader.
But pastors
following Apostle Closus, don't just watch, but then observe. Failure to observe, some people like us will come and tap and go and break through in Ghana, and you'll just be following him without critical and cardinal breakthrough. But from this camp, it is over. Let's hear your amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I've not started my message. I'm laying the foundation. Every leader has 2 points. Entry point. Entering point. And exiting point. Every leader is like a water tanker. Or a fuel tanker.
Now,
the water tanker or the fuel tanker has its entry point where they connect and they fill the empty tank with substance. After that tanker is filled, it has its exit force. Leaders have been programmed in such that they must receive at a point in time and they must discharge at another point in time. As you follow your leader, be critical to identify where he feels.
One.
And that is not enough. Be critical and identify his exit source. Where he releases. Where he discharges. If people around you are not critical to understand or observe your discharge point, you always be filled, but you are not releasing. And as such, if a stranger comes and that stranger is very critical, that stranger will be tapping and will be going, whereas the people around you will remain the same. But after this come, it ends here in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We'll pray one prayer as you are sitting. Lift up your right hand and say this prayerfully after the interpreter. Say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Aklouno Jésus.
This morning.
Zanzanti.
This afternoon.
Wemedi.
Open the eyes of my understanding.
Wumukunulumimoche.
And let me identify.
Bonna bonuma kayu.
The exit point of my father's blessing. So that this afternoon I will connect. I will connect and receive as he released in Jesus' name. And give a mighty clap of front to Jesus. I have my source. It's a gift from me to you. I cross Africa and Ghana through your connection. I travel as a result of the connection you gave me years ago. I can't remember. I started seeing visa in my passport through your invitation. And I've been patiently waiting for this opportunity so that I can reconnect. My elder brother and my senior in the calling. Thank you for how far the Lord has used you to elevate
you.
We're looking forward to greater days yet to come. Where continuously we glorify the Lord for bonding us. Thank you so much, brother. Pastors, it's a pace I have set. The choice is yours to emulate.
But
church members, it's a foundation I have laid. The choice is yours to copy. And whoever he is and whatever he carries automatically and effortlessly flows into you. Come on, let me hear your amen. This afternoon I am presenting to you a message I have entitled God's Season of Divine Unconditional Promotion. Apostle, this is for you personal, not for the church. Thank you, sir. This is for you personal. I understand the church offering and the personal offering. This is for you personal. Thank you, Grandpa, for setting the correction rod. Come on, let's give it to Grandpa. That's why it's so beautiful when fathers are sitting. God's time of divine unconditional promotion. Oh, I didn't hear your amen. God's season of your divine unconditional promotion. I don't know how it is called in your country.
But
back in Ghana, when they say market promotion,
publicity.
This game is going to be difficult.
Okay.
Ma. If this product costs 1,000
safer,
promotion beats it to 10 safer.
Liquidation na zo bena sa chakato.
That is, if Ghanaians say there is a promotion being run on a product. If this television costs probably 2,000 safer, I don't know.
Mi television le yoro do television mu mo kan to wa patre be yoro do television be sai chakiwe.
There come a time the producers reduces the price to probably 20 CFA promotion.
Bon, when the promotion à la liquidation na wa ben ando sa mon ko to ko cho ki mo e na sa yi wenemo.
Are you here with me?
Mi no weu dan yo mo ko.
So back there in Ghana, when we say promotion, it has to do with reduction of sales so that those who could not afford at the high price can afford at the low price, no? But the same quality.
Hello,
are you getting me? Promotion comes so that people who cannot afford the things on a very high price can go in for it at a very price that matches their budget. Promotion.
Liquidation when you need a when they me be must equal a de quaponawa dobonu me don me madam pona for a hiver when one in a toboho.
Is it a common practice, market practice in Kutonu?
No,
it is.
No problem, Morofia, no problem, Tomitomia.
Now, why do they do that?
That's why no problem.
One,
no control.
To get the attention of the people but, towards their product.
Bona zomba melesi nuno ni no me utu eno blo malo kwetia utu eno blo no katon wendo e na zomba mele nusi nukuna lile kwanta nwe sa edeo.
So they reduce, so you come and buy, then they gather the masses' attention to their product. That is how smart marketers are. Reason number one.
Mule winde no zane gwe jijo mu koto wendo. E na zomba nu mele na tuno an mo koto no fibo nu ku mele to e na lile so pon da jogbon e dele to do e de pepo utu.
Reasons number two.
Gwe jijo we go.
Because their goods, if not sold on time, corrupt. When they realize that the expiration date is hitting, they quickly reduce the price. They don't want to run at a loss. They want at least to gain their capital. So they reduce it so that it will be sold quickly. Then those who couldn't afford it at a high price can afford it at a very relatively low price.
Wé jijo we go indo, e no de kwepo nunu le ni emono da de pension ja sepo, e no de kwepo nunu e sa we di omo, do e banadu peta uto no de kwepo na bonu me ma pobo khoda yale o, e ni wa kho bonu e ma so do peto.
Now, these kind of act or exercises are also practiced within our common market. Tomato sellers.
Wala mokoto liquidation mokoto eyin nu be no blodo aki timati no lalo no blo.
When they see that the product is getting bad and if you don't they don't sell it early, it will go rotten, they reduce the price so that people can buy it and come on, go and use it so that at least they keep their capital instead of running a total loss.
Ni epa yudo leja perime leja blio e no de question ji mo bono sabo me bi ni mo tembo a ko bono ni pe ubo mo kwa don don de do ko na vovo e ni pe ubo mo kwa mo nkatun.
Bring your water. Listen to me, beloved in Christ, as it is on earth, in God's programs, he has a period where he makes even salvation affordable. He makes deliverance affordable. He makes healing affordable. He makes your spiritual growth affordable so that those who cannot catch the pace could get it. If that is how it is on earth, it is the same in heaven. I'll give you scripture that backs it.
Do nu mo koto de no blood akile mi o. Nu mo koto de suru joro ma o mebo. When onu wa be no si agbegbe oda yibo nu asan igbode amasi hu mo yi de amado nu pe we na do mo yi o a. E na zo mo pe u tu yo e na wa nu pe e na de ganponu gande anado mo mo zan igbo mo nkan ton yo mana mo zan igbo yi e na de ganponu gande anado mo mo kan tutu yo e na de ganponu anamo kan tutu yi do agbegbe mo nkan ton mi.
If businessmen are smart enough to cut off their prices and reduce it so that ordinary people could get it for them not to run at a loss, I want you to know that your maker is smarter than businessmen.
Dominic Baudo, ma wo e bi u gan akisino le when dem mi menu when dem menu satolo e no bi bono da o ma de ku apo bo mele ni ho bo ni cheni ma gblewo ngba ma don mi do je ma u bi u gan beto when a blow gan
Some of us were privileged to hit God's divine, unconditional season of promotion. Other than that, a bass guitarist could not be who I am today. Never.
Ni mendele no mime o ye do were do jro edo u do jro je mo nko to le to lo bona do npe we to no ma wo me mai mo a nye de yi kin ta ho to klen de yin da yo si wa ile gbo pla to de mi mo e bi o a.
Matthew chapter 18 verses 18 tells us something critical which I want each and every reader here to hold on to it and connect to what I'm trying to share, so that when we begin to zoom into the horizon, you can find yourself within the space where God's presence can touch you and is starting for good.
Matthew 18, he had 18. Na biya mini wuhi ha mama unka tumbo ha. Ena somba mina mo nukunje, mina mo kwajire nwe mti mende otono wewe yame. Lobo na do nuku huu de chekara bigba me bon wende bigba ma otona jete muna ja salomi wo. Mini si humo mito ide me blewu.
Matthew 18:18. Let's hear what the Lord is saying.
Matthew 18, verse 18.
He says, assuredly, I say to you.
Kande jime on, nami kande jido.
Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever is loosened on earth will be loosened in heaven. What is the French saying?
Français.
Mm-hmm. Je vous le dis en vérité.
Yeah.
Tout ce que vous lierez sur la terre sera lié dans le ciel. Et tout ce que vous délierez sur la terre sera délié dans le ciel.
Bon, nous débutons avec une bonne tout le cerveau.
So, what are we trying to look at here this afternoon? We want you to know that if whatsoever is losing on earth is losing in heaven, then whatever condition applies on earth applies in heaven. This afternoon, God is going to loosen His condition for you. Let me hear your amen.
Amen. Mbara mini kwa yundi mtaki hado edo mbebude ndi blado sefwe ayiku manjene ndi blado sefwe mbara mini kwa yudo wenu wa kbebe ya walo ba mnovo mnovo ma uo mbebude etunkana numyo ena nyimito.
What? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we on point?
Mido
are we on course? Salvation, he's going to lose it for you to have it free.
Ena tunkanu minu hulengamba minamo yudo.
Liberation, he's going to lose it for you to have it free. Favor, he's going to lose it for you to have it free. Honor, he is going to lose the condition for you to have it free. Breakthrough, he's going to lose it for you to have it free.
Okay,
some of us couldn't have come closer to grace if not for this knowledge we caught along our path with the Lord.
Menele no mime o ye bana wa agbegbe inu ye donu pe o na wa jomi o mo nko tun kon ni mai do mo we na e jiro je wa.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be yours this morning.
Ena yimi ton san san din.
I remember when I caught the spirit of serving the Lord. It was an all-night service.
Okay.
And I was on the bass guitar.
Bondo bass guitar.
Before the service, I saw some of the young prophets seducing some of the church girls within the corners of the church service.
Okay.
And I have seen these guys flirting with the church girls over and over. But the prophet is closer to them.
The prophet to kado akpa eto.
So.
Okay. Prophet to ni me bo vado yewu.
And interestingly, every night the prophet will prophesy over them.
Bado zame ombiyo. The prophet to edo doda idodo yejiwe.
These guys seducing the church girls who always receive the best prophecy. And he would just pass by me and say, Fred, we are expecting God to speak about you. And it went on so many occasions.
So one morning, as I was going through my morning devotion, I chanced on John chapter 1.
But
I read through and I hit the 10 and 11. I came for my own. I came for my own. But my own did not receive me. But to them who received
me,
unto them I give them power to become sons of God. I read this over and over again. I read it over and over again until it entered me. What does that mean? The prophecy could be true for those guys.
But by their act,
they are not receiving it. Because it's not possible for God to bless anyone who is subducing church girls. It's not possible. At least I've read about what Samuel's sons did and what Eli's sons did. So automatically, no, there's something wrong with it. Someone all night. And I saw them before the all night service. In the peak of prophecy.
Okay, when they bed or die tone.
The prophet came close to them. Prince!
Okay.
I see you traveling with the Bible and crossing countries. And I said, I tap into this prophecy.
Father,
your word says you came for your own. But your own is in sin. See, Prince is flirting. I saw them. I keep seeing them. It can't be theirs, it is mine. Then I told God, when you confer this upon me, I'll prove to you that they are faithful musicians. When you confer this prophecy, which daily goes to this flight upon me, I will let you know that there are genuine singers. I was a singer and I was a bass guitarist as well. And I received it.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord has not made any mistake, neither is he ashamed of bestowing it over me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 2:17 says, in the last days. Acts 2:17. He says, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh in the last days. The precious of all God's valuable, I'll pour it on all flesh. Whether righteous or unrighteous, I'll pour it on all flesh. Whether strong or weak, I'll pour it on all flesh. Whether able or not, I'll pour it on all flesh. God's last days is only known by him.
That
one scripture said his last days.
It could
be the day your strength is running out.
It could
be the day your energy is running out.
It could
be the day your boss wants to eject you from your place of
work. It could be the day
the enemy wants to clamp you and destroy you.
He says
in the last days. In the last days.
And
I am a typical example of God's intervention in the last
days.
He says in the last days. He will not consider your lack of fasting. Papa spoke of prayer. Sincerely, if God had not been messing with some of us, we can't come that far in ministry. Businessmen are so sensitive that at a point in time, they reduce their terms and conditions. They take away terms and conditions so that people can afford their product and follow them. I want you to know that your God does that and does that better. In the last days, he taketh the foolish things of this world to confound the wise in the last days.
Les sages, hallelujah. Amen.
Everything points to one fact: we are in the last days. Everything directs to the fact that we are in the last days. And to them who will be at his place at the fullness of time, they receive the spirit of his. Which is his unconditional love. His unconditional care. His unconditional favor. His unconditional redemption. His unconditional favor. His unconditional breakthrough. In the last days, your work doesn't call. Your effort doesn't come in. It is all about him and his season. It is all about him and his time. It is all about him and his period. In the last days, what he does shocks the humanity. One person who experiences God's last days intervention is the thief on the cross of Calvary. In the book of Luke, chapter 23, verses 42 to 43. Bible said, three people were crucified on the cross of Calvary. Jesus was in the middle and two were on his left and right.
That
was the last days of Jesus' life on earth. That was the last days of Jesus' breath on earth. That was the last day of Jesus' sight on earth.
That
was the last day of that thief on earth. This thief had never gone to church before. In fact, this thief don't even know what church dress look like. Sincerely, let me admit, that thief has never fasted before. He only fasts if he doesn't have money and you go through hunger strike. The deliberate fast he has never before. This thief has never known any of the phases of spiritual exercise before. Absolutely, he has never known that before. But he gave Jesus' last day unconditional or divine intervention. Whilst the other thief ridiculed Jesus. If you are the Son of God, save yourself and save us. That guy never know what he is even up to. He never have no idea. So he started hurting insult on Jesus. But the other one said, hey, keep quiet. We are dying on the basis of our sin.
But
this man has done nothing. He is being killed on account of our sin. Last days. In the last days, I'll pour my spirit on all flesh. I want to believe, as at that time, Peter had not known the power of the Holy Spirit as at that time. Everything proves that Peter had not known. That is why in the book of John chapter 21, Bible said, and Peter left the field and went back to fishing. The young man looked into the eyes of Jesus and said, Jesus, when you get to paradise, remember me.
And Jesus answered,
and Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today, you will be with me in paradise. Last days. According to his word, he said a day is like a thousand days in his eyes. And a thousand days is like a day before him.
Mille jours comme une journée comme mille jours devant Dieu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the last days, I'll pour my spirit on all flesh. As members of Apostle Closu, I sincerely believe you've heard of what the Spirit of the Lord is. And the power that spirit carries. And the weight that spirit carries. And the value that spirit carries. And the importance that spirit carries. So if he says in the last days he's going to pour that spirit on you, that which you've not worked for, that which you've not served for, that which you've not done anything to deserve it, but you must grab it at all costs. Especially the young generation. When our world is full of deception. Everything has been coated with deception. Failure to walk under his spirit.
Okay.
As Papa was teaching, it takes prayer to enable you navigate and identify
the right woman, the right man, as far as marriage is concerned. We are in the days where tertiary certificate never works again. It takes the people who are walking under the Spirit to break through. We are in the days where the teachers themselves are confused in the school as much as the people themselves. So it takes the presence of the Holy Spirit to help you navigate your way as a youth in this age.
We are
in the days where Pastor, the time has come where traditional authorities are gaining power over the body of Christ. It takes the presence of the Holy Spirit, regardless of your exertion and your strength.
I hung by us, big by my way, you know, Gondwedo made a missa melody. Who big by mouth to me for? And you had a minute by mouth to open a motor drag down in Moka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he says, in the last days,
who ever does
I will pour my spirit.
Not to be butchie.
I pray and I trust God by reason of the interpretation, you will get it because failure to that. Your being here is wasted. Honestly speaking, failure to get the presence, the power, and the glory of that spirit, the presence here is wasted.
Ni giba ma utomande me ami de do fi abio evo.
It gets to a time you could tell your energy has run down.
It gets
to tell you can tell your sense has run down. In the days we find ourselves, our women apply all the beauty codes, yet their beauty is gone. The only that can shine and I'll show you is the presence of His Spirit. The
presence of His Spirit.
It got to a time when one lady is being pursued by four guys, whereas the lady don't know which one to choose. It takes the presence of the Holy Spirit. It takes the presence of the Spirit to guide you through because the days are very crooked in the last days.
When one about you video posun when I don't hold on here, Bena to Melena Chia, and the who do not do big mouth, or the who do not do ten in a mouth, no but not to dag better me dag bed you on let you.
I remember when I want to propose to Rebecca.
Oh, friend, then you don't have the home as it here.
Rebecca was a corporate woman.
No, I saw her.
Rebecca was coming from a wealthy clergy home, a home of pastors. And this is a rascal mechanic. Let me enjoy my message. This is a professional caterer and the kind of cast that comes to health center to eat and now come there with a broken bicycle.
At
a point, there were over 8 guys who were around him. 8 guys. And that time, the mechanic was the 9th. The dirty mechanic who is the 9th.
Mechanician quiji quiji.
The mosquito-like mechanic who is the 9th.
Mechanician this on super leno duo. Ewayin beto tene go de waro.
I think this guy was nicer than I. Those days. Which of them proposal will she accept?
That is why you need a last day spirit. Which of them?
At
the point of her confusion.
I
remember the mom called her and said, Rebecca, so among all these guys, who? He said, Mom, I am confused. I am confused. You don't know what to do. You don't know which way to go. You don't know the step you must take. You don't even have answers to give. That is why in the last days he brought his spirit.
See,
sometimes by reason of lack today, if God is to capitalize on our lack and deal with us today, brother, a lot of us will miss it in the... So he steps in. He intervenes. Hallelujah.
Kegero mimio mi bwagba nu mi bwagba kegero mimio mi bwagba ba mi ro ululu me ni mai fe nu ma o to wa ko bi de me o.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The spirit of the Lord came upon her.
Ma o to jete dojito.
Pick that mechanic.
Pick
that wretched mechanic.
Pick
that ugly mechanic.
Pick
that poor mechanic. And the friends were making fun of her. Hey, Adwa. Rebecca, are you blind? Can't you see car owners? Couldn't you see shop owners? Couldn't you see international evangelists? What make her case worse is she said, God told me to. They say, you are crazy, you are blind. But how can God tell you to marry this poor wretched guy? In the last day, sweetie, you need his spirit. You need his unconditional divine
promotion.
He has to reduce the cost. Some pastors have come to the wit end of their fasting. They can't cross 14 days. When they cross, they would die. And for all you know, like Elijah, they are not done with their mission. This is divine. When Elijah said, kill me. I cannot take it any longer. Elijah has come to, don't worry, okay? If I finish, you continue. Elijah has come. If you don't even understand, I'm enjoying my message. Elijah has come to the wither end of it. And the Lord says, enough is enough. He sent his angel. Go and touch Elijah. He's come to his last days. Pastor, he will touch you today. Let's clap for her. In the last days of Rebecca's point of decision, the last days, not knowing what to do. The Lord said, take that mechanic. Take that poor man. Take that good for nothing, so to say, according to men. I am the product of his last spirit. Rebecca is the product of last day spirit.
But Mama Rebecca, as a good autumn, mouth on better.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the last days,
I'll
pour my spirit on all flesh. My title never counts on the last day of the Lord. It doesn't matter the role you play in church. It doesn't matter. It is like the day of Pentecost. In the book of Acts chapter 2. It wasn't only the 11. It wasn't only the 11 over there, no. There were no bodies. There was... But to them who were there, but to them who were in the upper room that day, the Spirit came upon them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Peter caught, Bartholomew caught, Philip caught, and that's
more Peter, caught.
So honestly, during the praises, I was only looking at those who were playing the non-existent instrument, the least to be valued.
No, when they made the system,
I wasn't watching the keyboards.
Where is
that lady? I wasn't watching the drummer. As a bass guitarist, I wasn't watching the bass guitarist. There was a lady playing this thing with passion.
There was a lady playing this thing
with passion.
Passion.
In the last days, the Spirit comes upon
him.
With passion. That is why it is on all flesh. So if you be here and you will connect well, when he releases all flesh, let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
The last days,
as
I'll pour my spirit
on
all flesh. Have you had the feel of his spirit before? You could be a pastor for years, but his spirits are in levels and are in depths. I have a son who has grown past this ministry and has hit the level of prophetic, but he has not caught that knowledge yet. Listen to me, you can be holding the microphone and pass your season. It takes his last days to help you. My son, you are delaying. A lot of delaying sitting here. It takes a spirit in the last days.
No video people member. Eno do ma oho nuko emo kwa mpa. Lo emo nwe da midenio emo ikakaje azang budo tongbe wani ya. Mba manda nwe da ahi anoke mikro webi wenu. Ba wende kakaje wende wende gangtwe ma oho doa. Anamo people ma oton de do midio ya. Akbebe de do midio nivo de do midio anamo to ya.
I pray this morning.
Mko de zan santi.
That don't just sit here.
No, minima ime bojija ino fipo mu.
But be here in full.
Lo amini do fido pete me.
So that by the end of this convention.
Lo bonu vivonu deviso eloton convention eloton.
You will have the taste.
Mini do kundide.
You will have the feel.
Mini go.
You will catch up in the atmosphere of his last day spirit. There are other attributes that follow. I'm going to pause here.
But
there I'm not going to go further. Because if you've not caught in this very well, going further is like beating about the wind. I'll only leave you here to think about this last day spirit. And we pray that the one for whose reason we have gathered here this afternoon will bring you to that knowledge and to that understanding. Let me hear your amen. Close your eyes and let's pray. Thank you, Father, for this word which has come in season. Back your word with signs and wonders that your children will imbibe into it. Father, those who are hungry of it, those who are thirsty of it, those who you must release unconditionally, do so this day. In your name we have prayed. Amen. Let me hear your amen.
Amen.